Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
Oh, hold on here. Let's start it all over again. Here we go. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Broken Simulation, the number 9 ranked storytelling podcast in the Apple Podcast universe.
Spotify.
Or whatever. Storytelling. Wherever the nerd dorks love it. We are rocking. Johnny, how are you? I know you've went through some weird shit right now, and just want to know if you come out the other side, you feeling okay? We miss your grandma already.
Yeah, I'm all good, dude. Yeah, it was a weird couple of weeks because I went home for a week and then came back for about 4 days, and then my grandmother died, so then I had to go back for all that. It was weird. I didn't know. Did you know that my grandma wanted to have to be cremated? Which is pretty unusual from where I'm from. You know,
yeah.
It's like, because the Baptists believe
that. Is that known as the devil's work?
No, it's not anything like, but the Baptists think that your body is going to be reunited with your spirit and at the end of all things, you know, and I think they think there's some value to, I don't know if that's
keeping
actually a formal
around,
thing, but there's.
Keeping your meat suit around?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you know that they also bury the ashes? Like, they bury. I thought you had ashes. You know, you just spread them out.
Well, I think some people get the ashes. Some people snort the ashes. Yeah. Some people go to weird places, throw the ashes out. Everyone's got their own ash dance that they do.
But yeah, it was kind of a bummer, you know. But she was ready to go, dude. She told my aunt a few times. She was like, listen.
Oh yeah!
If something happens, do not like
let
you
it
just
go.
Gotta,
call
you gotta
it
be
day.
Strong. She told her. She's like, you gotta be strong. Just
call
let
it
me
a
go.
Day. Let me get out of here.
Yep.
My grandpa was like that. He's like, everyone's gone. Everyone I love is gone. Yes, I love you guys, but I'm ready to leave. Okay.
Just not as much as I love those people.
Yeah.
That are dead.
Yeah, like everyone you grew up with, Johnny. Yeah. What if you were gone, the only one left, and I wasn't there? Yeah. How sad would you be, Johnny? You'd be so sad. You'd be like, oh, you remember that time Sam and I argued about Woody Allen? Those were the days. Yeah, man. Old people get like that, and I get that, dude.
She was ready.
My meat suit's starting to break down. My meat suit. I'm at that age, bro. My meat suit's breaking down.
I feel like every day after sometime in the late 20s, I don't know.
No,
it
dude.
Starts to,
I think 35.
No, it's imperceptible. It's slight, but it does go down. Like, because you see it with athletes. That's how you can tell. It's when an athlete, like, and their peak is usually, what, late 20s, early 30s, depending on the sport. And then it's downhill from there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it depends. Female, it's even earlier, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got stuff like tennis, which, I mean, the Williams sisters have kind of defied that.
Yeah, I mean,
tennis,
the
yeah.
one Williams sisters, probably up to something, allegedly, right?
But, like,
I mean,
gymnasts and shit like that, those types that are...
Oh, yeah, they have to, like, 13, and that's, like, retirement.
Figure skaters, man. It's just...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's, like, kind of crazy. Yeah, I mean...
It's happened to all of us, man. At least my grandma went out. I mean, she was smoking since, like, 14 or 15 every day.
My grandpa's like that. He's smoking multiple cigarettes, working at a chemical plant before it was considered bad, and just couldn't die.
She was like 86, so not bad. I went over there to help clean up a little bit, and it's just drawers full of lighters. I mean, just lighters everywhere, dude.
Johnny, do you go to therapy at all?
No.
You ever been to therapy? You ever want to work it out?
Yeah, I've talked to somebody like in college and stuff when it was free, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, and did it help you? Or were you like a guinea pig for them trying to learn their Jedi mind tricks?
Oh, no, it was like, I think they were like faculty who just moonlighted on campus or something like that. They were like real therapists. It wasn't like part-time, like undergrads or whatever trying to be.
Johnny, did you give some secrets to them and then work it out?
Johnny,
you don't have a lot of secrets. That's what I'm starting to learn.
No, I do.
Oh, you do? Like your serial killer shit?
No, nothing that bad. But just stuff that I wouldn't... But I don't think I could ever confide in anybody.
Johnny, let's just all admit to all of our sins right now and just be free of it, huh? You start.
I don't think they would qualify as... I can't...
It's fine, Johnny. It's fine.
Just weird, like, shit you get angry about, like, shit that you people you fantasize about murdering in the street with a knife.
John, you have murder fantasies?
No, not really.
I don't fantasize about murdering people. I do fantasize about fighting people as I walk down the street. Like somebody's walking by me, I'm like, okay, yeah, dude, that, I have that. I'll just straight up Sherlock Holmes this motherfucker.
Like, how would I get out of this situation if something bad happened right now? Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of that. I also have a lot of, like, always thinking about how I might die in a certain situation, you know, like what's going to happen.
Oh, here. Yeah.
Like,
Johnny, you fantasize about death.
It's not
a lot.
It's not fantasizing.
You probably masturbate to it. Johnny, no, but, do you have a go-to fight move in your fantasy fights?
Yeah, it's just like my real fights. It's running away. Yeah,
dude, mine is the hitching the airs.
Oh, boxing. Like
they just grab me and I'm just like, bam!
Bam! And, this is the way they're just,
and they're just like, ah! And then I go, bang! And I get them knees, dog.
Yeah, probably something with the nuts. Yeah, like a knee.
That hurt
nuts.
My hands doing that. That's how deadly that move is, Johnny.
Yeah, here, yeah, I just defeated it. If I just are you ready? This right here.
Yeah,
now,
but Johnny, the assumption is you're grabbing me and I'm just like, Von Claude Van Damme, just gah!
But there's a certain point, right, where if somebody's big enough or strong enough that you just can't do anything.
No, but you know the ear, dude, like, you know, it's like
no,
Brian
but they, if they, like, bear hug you and just grab your arms and everything, you're fucked.
But that's why I fight like this, Johnny. I fight like this.
I thought you were doing the Philly shell now that you're doing boxing.
I do like the Philly shell. I do like that. I do like that. How's the Philly shells like this?
Yeah,
I do like that. I do
that
like
shoulder
that.
Up. Gotta keep your shoulder up.
Yeah, I do like that. Johnny, I'm taking tuck boxing lessons. I, you know that, but yeah, man, I've been fantasizing. So, like, I don't know if anyone knows this, but the, you know, it looks like we're slowly opening up out here.
Political pressure finally got to him.
Well, dude, if you had 2 million people saying, go fuck yourself, you might want to rethink about it, right?
I saw a story today that compared California to Florida, exact same rate. COVID.
Yeah.
And they did none of the shutting down.
None of it.
Yeah.
None of it!
It's crazy. Yeah. They're coming for Newsom's testicles, though.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
My problem is that he'll probably open up everything and everyone will back off. Be like, oh, let's just get him out, man.
Yeah, because it's going to, I can see it now already. It's winding down. It's going to be over soon. And they'll be like, oh, look, I guess it's done now.
Johnny, you know I haven't taken Krav Maga in like 9 months. It's really cramping my style.
You're going to go back to that, huh?
Instantly.
Will you stop boxing or you keep doing that?
No, I'll still do boxing.
So you're going to be a boxing.
I love boxing. I think boxing is best work.
Has there ever been a UFC with a Krav Maga specialist?
No, because it's all illegal hits.
Oh, really?
I don't. I'm not fighting for belts, Johnny. I'm fighting to kill. Okay, just hitting you. So you're like ding dong, maybe, and I just fuck you up in front of your girlfriend.
What if you get invited to Mortal Kombat? Wouldn't that be cool?
No, because somebody dies in Mortal Kombat,
yeah, but
Johnny.
If you fight dirty, it might not. You got the Krav Maga. You say it's good.
Yeah, but dude, I don't want to get in a real like, hey, dude, because I think there's guys out there like fight to the death.
Yeah, Goro. Yeah, he's one of them.
Who?
Goro, Sub-Zero, Scorpion.
Yeah.
They're Raiden. They're all ready to fight to the death.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, dude.
Johnny, the guy's shooting bolts of electricity, and you're like, bah! Right, take that, asshole.
Johnny, I almost got in two fights on one plane flight.
Oh, this is going to tie in wonderfully to a news story we have today. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so basically, have you flown lately?
I've flown before.
Lately.
Like, big metal, like, I just came from North Carolina.
Tensions are high.
2 days ago, so yeah.
So, I show up. I mean, like, tensions are high. It's me and Tino Sanchez. We're flying around doing gigs. I'll get into some of it, but we're doing gigs, Johnny, and we're having to fly with these neo-Nazi cafeteria ladies in the sky.
What did you fly? What airline? United?
Yeah, United and American are now on my do not fly list. They keep threatening me with, hey, you won't be able to fly us. Suck a fucking giant flying dick, okay?
The problem is, if you fly with somebody else and you want to, the only other major alternative is Delta, right? And they still block middle seats. So you and Tina wouldn't be able to, you'd have to sit.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. I don't like middle seats.
Yeah, me either. Who wants to sit in the middle seat? Nobody.
Nobody.
Are you an aisle or a window guy?
Oh, I'm an aisle guy because I usually get dancing pants. I got dance. Look at me. I'm like, I just like to get up and walk.
Really?
Yeah.
You get up and walk?
I'll do some laps.
That's so weird.
I'll do a couple laps, I just get my cardio.
I get in that window, dude, and just hit that wall, and I'm out for 5 hours.
I'll plan my time so I get to the airport exhausted.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
And then I'll just sleep on the plane.
Totally. Yeah. Okay, so how did this end in a fight? Tensions are high.
So
people,
I get on the plane. You know, I get on the plane. It's me, Tino, and this gentleman, this buddy I know from LA's in our row. We couldn't believe we were talking to him before. I'm not going to say who he is.
He's
just
in what?
He's in our row. It's like we
your
saw,
row. Oh, gotcha.
So we were in the lobby and we're like, hey, what's up? He's like, what's up? We started talking. Then we went to sit down and they walked in. We're like, no way, you're sitting here. He's like, I'm sitting there. So it was the three
that's
of us,
cool.
Right?
Comedy guy?
Yeah. I'm not going to say what he does because I don't want to give get him involved in this. But okay. So I'm sitting there. We're talking. He's surprisingly into more conspiracies than I thought he would be. But he's totally into the same stuff, believes the same thing. I turn to him, Johnny, and I go, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom, this computer hits me in the head.
What?
And I'm like, what the? I'm like, what the? But you know, I can take
wait,
a knock.
You're in the air. Like, you're in.
No,
you're
where people are loading up,
okay,
and this
gotcha.
Idiot.
Oh, I got you.
This idiot put up his, like, bag, but forgot to zip.
Oh, and it fell down?
And
oh.
It fell. It hit me.
Oh, shit.
Boom. And I'm like, oh. Oh, that's not the funny part, Johnny.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
your
not.
Reaction. Like, do it again. Show me what
it's
happened.
Like, so. I go take it, and the student goes, hey, man, I'm sorry about that. And the guy moves on. I go, Tino, he didn't even say he's sorry.
Oh, yeah, I thought you just said he said sorry about
no,
that.
No, the stewardess
oh,
did.
Okay.
The dude leans down to me and goes, sorry, did you hear that? Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. 0 to Armenian uh-huh. felony.
I got a little bit of it just then. From
I go, I take off my seat. I go, what'd you say to me, dude? What'd you say?
Oh, shit. That's
are
it.
You gonna say something stupid again? And oh. Like I was about to throw at this dude because it's like, hey man, shit happens.
What do you look like? You like a douchebag?
I, you know, what I'm gonna say, like he looks like a 45 year old BJ Penn trainer, like he like Hawaiian, like shady business guy.
Okay,
right?
I know what you're talking about? Yeah,
little shady business dude.
Yeah,
just talking shit to me. And so I sit down, I let go. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to get in a fight. Tensions are
did
high.
Did he look like he could throw a
no.
Little bit? No, okay.
No, not at all. But it's like, why lean in after that and say that? Like, dude, it fell. It hurt. You should take your L's.
Do you think he really did tell you sorry the first
no.
time?
No. I mean, even if he did, I would be
no
like, if
excuse.
That was me, I'd like, hey, dude,
no
I said sorry, but in case you didn't hear, I am sorry, dude.
Yeah.
And what? You move on.
Just the asshole move, yeah.
Not like lean into me, whisper in my ear like you're the fucking Joker. And now we go, you know? And now you hear it. I'm sorry. I'll fuck you up, dog.
That's
so
weird,
I sit
man.
Down, right?
Was he sitting close to you?
He's a couple rows back.
Okay, so not
I
close
let go.
Enough that you can,
I like
keep
dude.
Eyeballing him.
I didn't.
Hey, Broken Sim listeners, I know some of you are sleeping on old saggy mattresses at night, and you deserve better than that. So give yourself an upgrade. I did, and it was among the biggest quality of life improvements that I can think of, because you sleep on it every night. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes and matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that, so they have several mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses, mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size folks. I took the Helix Sleep quiz and was matched with a Midnight mattress because I wanted something that felt kind of medium-soft, and I sleep on my side. So if you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz, order the mattress that you're matched to, and it comes right to your door in this impossibly small box. It's shipped for free. Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazines. Just go to helixsleep.com/broken and take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, unbelievable, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/broken.
So the plane lands, we're about to take off. This hot chick gets up, and she has 2 masks on. 2 masks! So I lean into Tino. I go, oh my God, look at her. She's got 2 masks on. Which takes a 9 right to a 4. That's the best you can do. You can be the hottest chick in the world. 2 masks, you're a 4. You're just a 4. Thoughts?
She was getting to a 9 with her mask on. That tells me she's really hot. You couldn't even see her face.
Yeah, come on. You could tell symmetrical from a while away.
You totally can.
You could tell somebody. I mean, unless they took a shotgun and blew their nose off.
You can almost tell from like the back of the head that they're...
Yeah, I mean, it has... Like, you see girls from the back, you're like, that's put together. Yeah. And then she turns around and is like...
That doesn't happen too often, though.
Right?
Most of the time you can
Very rarely.
Yeah.
You can usually tell what you're dealing with.
Yep.
I go, oh my God, dude, she's wearing 2 masks. And behind me, I hear, yeah, because it works.
Yeah.
I go, what? She goes, it works. 2 masks.
Wait, is it the hot chick? Or
no.
Somebody else. Okay.
It's this little midget, hot midget.
She's hot.
With the word nasty on her. She has a nasty. Says nasty. She's tiny as shit.
By the way, I'm pretty sure she's super
hot.
I'm pretty sure we sell those at tinfoilhattshirts.com or whatever the fuck. Nasty t-shirts.
Yeah, nasty.
What is that? Is that a brand or something? Nasty.
I mean, it's trying to be like I'm a bad bitch, right?
Oh no, I bet. I think that's what. You know what that is? I think. Remember, didn't Trump call like women nasty, like nasty women or something?
Maybe.
Think they all start.
Okay, so now we know where we're at.
So
I'm sitting here. I go, what? She goes. It works. I go, 2 masks? Can you breathe it? She goes, yeah, you can totally breathe. I go, that's retarded.
Then why not wear 5?
Right? I go, that's retarded.
2 is great. 12 is even better.
Suddenly your boyfriend looks like every fucking guy that's in the NBA D League, right? Like, you know, just fucking light skin, too many tats, you know, is trying to get a SoundCloud rapper fucking life going, career going. And he goes, hey. He goes, oh, really? That word? I go, what word? Retarded? He goes, this is what he says. The children. I go, what? He goes, the children.
Were there children?
No, there's no children. He was just making a reference, which is a total Karen move.
Yeah, totally.
To get offended on other people's behalfs.
Yeah, because clearly he doesn't care.
And then... out of nowhere, I mean, then Tino gets involved because you start getting politically correct around Tino. He gets nuts. He goes, no, 2 masks. Retarded is totally the word you should use right there. And then SoundCloud rapper's like, cool, cool. Just be cool. Cool, cool. And I go, literally, you have jumped into our conversation. We are not talking to you. Just be cool, 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 cool. And I'm like, dude, what is this? A fucking YouTube video comment section? Like, people are just commenting on what's going on. Is that what's happened to society? Everything is a comment section?
This is so dumb.
Right? I mean, then, okay. So then I get down. And like, dude, I'm sorry, man. Once I'm through, once we land, I'm at least taking my mask below my nose so I can breathe.
Yeah.
And of course, some stewards would be like, sir, your mask above your nose. I'm like, the flight's over. I'm out. You have no power here. So we will go to, I was in Texas, which I loved. I was in at Float Fest, the inaugural episode. Do you know nobody realizes it's like inaugural? It's the first one's the inaugural. There's no first annual. Right, so I saw somebody saying first annual Float Fest. I'm like, it's the inaugural,
yeah.
And it's this weird pet peeve. It's probably the only Nazi thing I like. Word Nazi thing I'm weirded about. I don't know why.
Probably because it's the only one you know.
I think you're right. It's literally the only grammar I know, Johnny. I don't know any grammar. I don't know where to throw a comma.
You've made it. You're fine. You did it. I don't think you need it now.
I think I now write in my own way.
Your job is talking.
I identify as literate. That's why I identify. Yeah. You know, if you pick your gender, I can pick my grammar.
Why not?
I feel like a comma should go here. Yeah. Enjoy that. I just literally go, I write until I'm like, I either need a period here or a comma, I think. And I throw it in there and I move on. I don't know anything.
It's all right.
So I go to Float Fest. It's pretty cool.
And can you explain to me what is the philosophy holding that together? What is Float Fest about? What is it?
Float Fest is basically alternative cryptocurrency off the grid living.
Did you get the sense that there were a bunch of crypto millionaires there?
Yeah.
In your midst?
The first guy to ever mine Bitcoin was there. Oh, God. The first guy in America.
How much money must that
do? That dude, he had a ton. Like, minted.
Dude. Minted.
Yeah, I mean, I walk around with my couple Bitcoin. I'm thinking I'm big dick on fucking Turd Island, but nope, dude.
They were giving those things away in the beginning. If he was there that early, he's a 100
yeah,
million.
Yeah, dude, they all. Float is great. So here's the cool thing about Float, right? Float is like they created it. It's basically they want to battle Facebook and Twitter. So the reason you don't want to get kicked off Facebook, right, is because you have all these Facebook memories.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing about Float is like you can drag and drop.
Oh, you can like import
your memories.
Everything? Okay. That's
so cool. They're going to work with me to do it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Float Fest was great. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
How many sets? Just the one set?
Just one set. I did about an hour. I was like, oh, I'm just going to do half an hour. Then I just keep going. And then eventually, Johnny, I think I'm just going to go on the road one time, not as a comic, and just call it rants and raves. And I just scream at the audience for an hour. That's all I want to do. I don't even want any of the pressure.
Of laughs.
Yeah. I just want to just yell at people. So then at the end, dude, so then I got asked to do a podcast, and I just took over the podcast and just started screaming. I forget the name of the podcast. I'll find the name, and I'll include it in the links, but I just was screaming at everybody for an hour about the assimilation. That's all I did, and they were just all sitting there. I'm like, you choose your own destiny, man. That, like, dude, I get into that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I'm really
into it. I mean, we named this podcast after, but we really do. We think there's some value to that, like living your life as though there is a simulation.
No, 100%. Dude, it is all on you. It is all on you, dude, to decide what you want to talk about.
Now, I will say, though, I dated a girl once who was really believed that you can go too far that direction, too, where if you think that all it takes to succeed is sitting around with positive thoughts in your dream board, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not it either.
I feel that's like girls on OnlyFans who just think they take one picture of their pussy and suddenly they're going to make bazillions of dollars.
That's a different thing, yeah.
You're up against savages.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So we're not saying that either, but we're just saying if you...
Listen, Johnny, just anything worth it, you got to attack, man.
That's it. Yeah, you got to want it and put in the effort. You can achieve a certain degree of success in almost anything with just effort. I really believe that. As long as you're self-aware, which that's a lot of people aren't self-aware. Like to know,
no, I call them my friends.
You know what I mean, though?
Know tons of unself-aware people.
Like, you don't know you're bothering somebody else, and you just keep talking and talking.
The worst of that is space eaters. You ever been around space eaters? Explain. You're like, why do you have to be in my space?
Oh, that's it. Yeah,
that's the worst.
That's you got to check to make sure you're not that kind of person.
And work on it. Do you think I'm unself-aware, Johnny?
I do. Yeah, yeah. I know you are. Yeah.
I'm unself-aware.
You are self-aware.
I'm self-aware. I take pride in my self-awareness.
But you see,
but also you could be like, it could go too much to being self-aware.
Yeah, like
and
you
then
never
you just
talk
beat
to
your shit up.
Yeah, like you never talk to the hot chick at the bar because you like, I don't have a chance, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I've done that forever. That's a big part of my sex addiction was just my inability to talk to women.
Inability to talk to women? How's that?
Yeah, work? I mean, like I didn't have a healthy relationship with girls growing up. Because they never found me attractive. They used to tell me I was retarded. In high school.
That's like sad. I'm not even, I don't know.
No,
why
my high school was completely misfit. I was a misfit.
And then you just went hard in college.
Then I went, first day I stepped on campus, it was like,
bow, what do you credit
that? And my life was Motley Crue after that.
For real, when we went to UNLV's campus for Summer League basketball, he was just pointing to me. He's like, oh yeah, that dumpster over there. Yeah, I boned the girl. Like,
yeah, there's this one chick I used to just pound so my roommate would hear it. Just let her know. Tripoli's bringing hammer.
Your roommate was a girl?
No, it was this other guy. Would be in the other room, and sometimes he would just.
But what do you credit
crushed.
That change to? Did you like physically mature, or did you just decide?
I think being funny becomes attractive at a certain age.
Yeah.
Right,
dude. I'm at this age now, like 35 and beyond, where women, like, they'll settle for like They're not below. I think in your early 20s, especially, those women are all about looks.
The height of their physical.
Yeah, but they're all
prowess.
They care about is looks. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, your first relationship. Probably like you're either your first marriage or where you the first one where you have kids, not like me late, but it's mostly based on looks.
Yeah.
And then like when you start dating in your 40s, it's like, is he enough for me? Are they attractive enough for me not to cry at night? Right. And then are they fun to talk to?
Yeah.
And then it just becomes also like how much of it, like how much does sex come in? Like, once you hit 40, you're like, is that even a big deal at that point?
Depends on who you are. But yeah, like, did you see the guy that got that managed to pull Bezos's ex-wife?
Oh, who
he's
is
like
that
a science
guy?
Teacher, dude. He's just a science teacher, just schlubby science teacher guy. What's her name? McKenzie.
Dude, let me see that guy, dude.
Scott, right?
Imagine if you were on Tinder and you saw her on there, dude.
Oh, God. I can't swipe right back.
Yeah,
enough.
You're right.
I saw, that's
Johnny.
What,
Dan would you eat the peanuts out of her poop
we've
to date her?
That. We've done that before.
How,
no,
would you?
I wouldn't. I'm not eating anybody's poop.
Dude, that billions of dollars.
Here's this guy right here. He's just, oh, there's a better picture of him there. Here's
well, she has a type, right?
Bald guys? Yeah.
Bald guys.
I wonder, I bet he shaved his head after he went on, like he knew he was going on a date
it's
with
so
her.
It's so funny because she could have had anybody.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Like she could have gotten just monster NBA dicks for days, right?
One of the things that I think he put out a statement when they got married that he was also committing to giving away all her money. he really did. He's like, yeah, and I'm on board with this plan to just give away all the money that we have. And
well, he like, did step down. What do you think that's about?
I don't know.
Is he like, why is Bill Gates having all the fun running around in the sweater being like the evil Bond villain? I want to get on this.
Well, I think it's that and Musk. He sees Elon Musk like doing, I think he wants to commit more to the space shit. Like,
or he just doesn't want to be.
Could be, dude. That's what, I mean, that's what we all say we would do if we got that kind of money. We would just do.
Just fucking start
life.
A band?
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so if you, once you get to a certain age, man, you can pull anybody. Like, if you. You could totally get Elizabeth Hurley if you just ended up in the right bar in Fiji or whatever, you know, on the right night, and she was
you
there.
You just gotta sling it, dude.
Yeah.
The reason she would be cool to date because nobody's like, that's my fantasy girl, right? Like, the problem when you date your fantasy, they become your everyday person.
Yeah.
And then it's like, am I really into this, or is it the looks, or is it the fame, or is it any of that stuff?
Well, that's for people who are really famous. That I mean, that's got to be like a curse, right? That thing
oh,
of not
sure.
knowing if you can if the person likes you for what you are, or if it's just the facade, you know, or whatever.
Or how about
know?
Like I like it's just chaos for everybody, men and women. Is this woman dating you for your for you, or is she dating you because of your money and your fame? And then on the other hand, it's like women. It's like these famous women, they date these guys, and then like. You know, they get busted with crack hookers in cars, and you're like, I'm like an A-list actress, and you're banging crack hookers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, what was it, George Michael or whatever, you know, who was in the park getting blowjobs, you know? I mean, like, George Michael, you couldn't.
You couldn't. I mean, dude, it's like, you know, I was driving over here today. It's like, you hear women talk, broke dick is the best dick, and then crazy pussy's the best pussy, right? Because both of those are about survival, right? Like, that broke dude is dropping dick, so he's got somewhere to sleep.
Yeah, he doesn't. He wants to, like, being invited to stay the night is...
Yeah, he's like, if I hit this hard enough, she'll let me stay.
Yeah.
And you just fucking rearrange her insides, and she's like, do you want to stay the night? Right?
Yes.
And then you get the fucking, that snapping pussy, like the chicks... And you're like, this, I mean, you sleep with one eye open because she could kill you in the night, but it's just vice grip snatch. And you're like, okay, I'm in. Right?
She's gagging
because
herself.
Because she has like, to have. Aw. Like, you can't be crazy and have wrecked pussy, right? You can't have both of those because you're just going to die alone with a thousand cats.
Be crazy and just be gross, like a big slob.
Right?
Big fat slob.
But if you're got snapping vagina, vice grip shit, you can be batshit. I'm sure Amber Heard's vagina is just like a thousand layers of heaven, right? You're just at the highest dimension of snatch.
She's got like some kind of gravity to her.
Yeah.
Like, she just pulls guys in.
And like dudes are just like, I know she destroyed Johnny Depp, but my God, yeah. I forget about my problems when I'm inside her. Yeah. Right? Every time you fuck her, your credit goes up a couple points, right? You're like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
That's what you do with crazy snacks.
You suddenly become incredible at picking cryptos that are just going to explode. You know?
You're like, dude, my 4340 is fucking shaved a couple seconds off. Ever since I started sticking my dick in Amber Heard.
Basically the opposite of the Kardashians.
Right?
They just take away from you every time you have sex with one of them.
Pure witches. Yeah. Pure witches.
Energy,
but Amber Heard does vampire. That too. I don't know, man. But why do guys keep hitting that? After you know what she did to Johnny Depp.
You know why, dude. I mean, you've seen her. Like, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's like one of the most attractive.
I remember, dude, I was dating this gorgeous stripper in Vegas when I was young.
High five.
And I would just stare at her going, man, she's crazy. But she is so fucking hot.
What? Was she really crazy?
Oh, yeah. Vegas stripper, dude.
Hey, Broken Sim listeners, are you cleaning your butthole with the most state-of-the-art technology? If not, stop living like a caveman and say hello, Tushy. That's right, the future of toileting has arrived. Actually, it's technically been around for centuries, but hideously expensive, costing thousands. Now the brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to level the playing field. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable. Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just cleanse your butt with a precise stream of fresh water. It also cleans itself before and after it's used with the Smart Spray automatic self-cleansing nozzle. It attaches to your existing toilet, requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and cuts toilet paper use by 80%. So it pays for itself. Because with Hello Tushy, you don't wipe at all. You just poop, spray, dry, and go. And sanitation is simple. The Schmutz Shield offers easy cleaning, and the knobs are naturally antimicrobial. Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. That's right. This device that sits on your toilet has a 12-month warranty. Already got a tush on your pot? Upgrade to the new 3.0 model. If you're new to the revolution, join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt with every flush. Go to hellotushy.com/broken to get 10% off plus free shipping. That's a special offer for our listeners. hellotushy.com/broken for 10% off. hellotushy.com/broken.
Do you know there's only one strip bar in America that you're allowed to be nude and sell alcohol?
Where is that?
It's in Nevada.
Interesting.
Palomino. Huh. And it's only because fucking Frank Sinatra called the governor.
That's crazy. Are you serious?
And he's like, yeah, I want this to have, I just want this to be
power.
Nude and with alcohol.
That's
they're like,
power.
Boom, for grandfathered in. It's stupid. It's literally dumb.
It is dumb. And
LA, which is supposed to be the super liberal place, their strip bar rules are awful, dude. And you know why? Because they have like fucking Orthodox Jews out here that like, fuck that noise. You always
and
see
they vote, too.
They walk around with the hockey pucks on their head.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I'm in
like,
one of their neighborhoods. Yeah.
It's like fucking July. It's 1,000 degrees out there and all.
I feel bad for them.
Dress Amish, right?
They're always walking up to me like, are you Jewish? They want to do that, the mitzvah thing where
they've done that to me too. I'm like, no, I'm Armenian. We're 99 cent Jew.
I live right next to it, like a yeshiva, like a school.
Oh, dude, I'm in the valley. It's like Jew Central.
Yeah, I like them, though. They're good neighbors, man. They keep the place
clean. Clean neighbors, quiet. Nobody causes anything. Me and my girl fight, so I think they kicked me off the neighborhood app. I've tried to get on it, and they're like,
no,
you've been denied. I'm like, why?
Denied?
Yeah, what? They won't let me in.
That's like me, dude. I took the I'm the only person ever to apparently fail the eHarmony quiz. I took that when I was like in college to try to get on that eHarmony web. Not college.
Well,
but
what were you
and
like? Yeah, I'll murder somebody.
After I took the test, they were like, we don't think we can help you. Sorry.
Jesus
I swear.
Christ, Johnny.
I think it was because I said that like looks were really important to me, and I don't think you can say that and get on there. I was honest. I was being honest. I was like, yeah, I'm not dating a slop. And they said, sorry. We can't.
Yeah, Johnny, because there's a lot of sloppy ass out there. And they're all on eHarmony. Okay?
Think about that, though. It's a dating website. And
Johnny,
like, sorry,
Johnny, it's eHarmony. Okay? You're not on Tinder.
Yeah, but this was way before Tinder existed. This was like years before Tinder existed.
Johnny, did I tell you I saw a homeless ventriloquist? I'm being dead serious. I saw a homeless dude with a fucking sitting in a chair.
What did you say?
I saw a homeless dude sitting in a chair with his fucking sock puppet on.
Was he talking to it?
Like, yeah, dude. He was like looking for action, dude. I think dude, this is a joke, but I do think that the puppet was cracked out. I got to be honest with you. It was a crack. Had one of those googly eyes on it, dude. And I was like, this guy's looking for danger. Imagine if you were a ventriloquist and the puppet had the drug problem.
Yeah. You're just blaming it on him.
You're just it's fucking. Like, he won't like, God, stop sucking off these fucking dudes for crack money. Oh, I'm not into this. I'm not into this. We need help. He keeps doing interventions. He's getting everyone around. Would that be the weirdest intervention?
Just like forcing the pipe to your mouth, you know?
Wouldn't that be the funniest, weirdest intervention? Where it's just like your whole family sitting you down because your puppet's smoking crack.
Yeah, but you're part strangers. Of the intervention, though. Puppet is...
You're like, the reason we have you here is because we want you to stop. And your whole family's like...
This is fucking bullshit. You guys are sandbagging me. Can't believe you bring me here and not tell me.
Like, what's going on? What do you mean we got a problem? We're a team.
Just your hand is just throwing chairs over and folding chairs. Just like, fuck this. I'm not submitting.
Your mom's crying. What did we do wrong? What did we do wrong? It's not me, Mom.
You've changed. You've hurt your...
It's Mr. Monkey.
You broke our confidence too many times. I know what happened to the $60 from the chest.
Yeah, that's a real story, dude.
It's hard to tell to me. I can't. Maybe you're better. I can't tell the schizo from the crack.
Well, Johnny, the crackheads are the one when it's freezing, walk around with no shirt on.
Yeah, but...
Apparently crack has a warming.
Who are the ones that are walking really fast talking to themselves? Is that crack or is that schizo?
That's crack.
That is, okay.
Yeah. Tell me
what this was. I saw a guy in front of the 99 cent store on La Brea. Going like, and I swear this is real, dude. And I felt bad for him, but it was hilarious. He had two voices in his head, obviously, and they were saying two different things. And here's what the things were. Look at me. This is a visual. He goes, fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck you. And he was hitting himself in the face so hard that spit was flying out of his face like every time he would hit himself. Fuck you. Fuck me.
Who knows what that is, man? Like, I'm in recovery, dude, and you'll see, like, the drug psychosis people come in, it's really not good. So that could be.
So they just.
Psychosis stared, brought on by drugs.
Stared into the void, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you just go too deep. Just go too deep and you never snap back.
Like Sid Barrett, just from.
Just too deep, dude. And you just, you know, it's like people who do too much shrooms, too much acid. They never. I've dated, dude, one of the hottest women I've ever had sex with in my life was this stripper. And every time I hear, I'm just a girl in this world, I think about her because that was her stage.
I'm going to have to cut that out. That was too close to the original. I think.
Really? I nailed that?
Yeah, you did.
Did I nail that?
That was really so perfect.
Every time I hear, she did acid 96 days in a row. You don't come back for that.
96 days in a row?
Nine. I would love to see her right now. She was so, like, dude, when you go to Vegas, you realize just... fucking broken shit comes in the most gorgeous packages.
That reminds me of, you know, Sid Barrett from Pink Floyd. He apparently did way too much acid and he kind of lost contact with the band for a while, you know, and they were getting ready to record Shine On You Crazy Diamond, which is the song about him that they were recording. And they noticed this guy in the back, this big fat guy in the back of the studio. And they were like, who the fuck's this guy here? You know, who invited him? And then, they recorded the song, they were playing it. And then all of a sudden, they look around, they're like, what the, is that Sid Barrett? And they realized it was him after he had been there for hours. And I want you to look at these pictures. Tell me that you can't, if you can believe this is the same person. Hold on. Okay. So that's Sid Barrett right there. And then look at this guy right here. That's him after acid just fried.
Yeah,
his
and you just hang out in the back.
Yeah, well, he just came for like one day.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude, but that guy's hanging out. The first time, I'm like, dude, do we know you? And do you have weapons?
Yeah. Well, I think they thought he was just a friend of somebody that, because it would have been impossible for him to get in the studio to begin with if he wasn't like connected.
I mean, would you say that's about the fact that our friend Jason Tebow's gotten? Like, Jason still looks like Jason. It's not that far away. I'm sorry, Johnny. Like, it's all the eyes, right? Look at the eyes.
Well, no, it's the eyes. That's what they said. Yeah, it's this guy that came in with crazy eyes. I mean, part of the...
Did he rejoin the band?
Oh, no, no. He never got it back, dude. He was damaged for the rest of his life. He was never... No, no.
You don't want to go too deep into that.
He went way
far. You know what that is, Johnny? Doing too much acid is like being in virtual reality too long. Like, at some point, you can't tell the difference. Right? Is that what they're saying? Like, this new shit's getting so good.
Yeah. No, dude, yeah.
You can't tell between here and there. Johnny, have you heard this new thing?
It's not that good yet, but yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Johnny, this virtual reality world, like, they're creating this entire fucking world, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And people are getting, like, jobs in there. Like if you had to go to a virtual reality world, would you get a job?
Well, dude, one of the most popular virtual reality games is this game called Job Simulator, and it's this, like, kind of funny take on, like, doing fast food and, like, making... It's silly, but it's you just do random shit like put together sandwiches and stuff.
So in virtual reality world, you're flipping burgers?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you marching for $15 an hour too? I mean, like, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, that's one of the, like, here it is, Job Simulator. It's one of the most popular VR games, or, you know, it was for a while anyway. It's been a while. It's kind of an old game. But yeah, you just do, like, you sit at, like, a job and eat donuts.
This is by far the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my
life. You check people out at, like...
You're like, hey, man, welcome to virtual land. Can you get robbed at AMPM? Like, you get shot and you die.
No, it's kind of like a comical thing. It's kind of like, I think the idea is that it's an alien's understanding of, like, what history, like... The past used to be like or something. I don't know.
Tell me what these humanoids did for what, money?
There's some cool stuff though, dude. Like I have a few I don't use them as much lately, but some VR things, and there's some cool, like, some of the Star Wars shit's really cool, like Darth Vader and stuff. Just to have Darth Vader walking up to you and like right in your face as a big motherfucker, you know? It's kind of intense. There's some cool stuff.
Did you see Bill Burr on Bill Maher?
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, dude.
Was he funny?
Bill Maher's like, so what are we doing about this cancel culture? And Bill Burr's like, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. He's like, no, you get a lot of shit. Like, I don't know. Do I? I don't check it. I don't care. And he's just completely right. It's like, I talk so much shit and nobody gives me shit because they know I have nothing they could take.
It's like camouflage. Is that what it is?
What do you mean?
It's like you do so much fucking bad stuff that it.
I wish I did a lot of fucking. I don't anymore. I just don't.
Well, I remember one time you said something that was really like concerning to you. I can't remember what it was. And so instead of asking me to take it out or whatever, you just said it a bunch more after that.
Yeah.
And you were like, I was just trying to camouflage it a little.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like it made no sense.
No, but with me, it's just like, I guess it's like if they realize that you have nothing to take.
Yeah.
They just, and well, you just yeah. have to, you just, you know what you have to do as a comedian? You have to be like that one, like, gif. Have you seen that gif where it's like the guy with the mullet with the fucking American flag in the wind and he's just like rocking out? Have you ever seen that?
No, hold on. Let me see if I can find it. This episode of Broken Simulation is sponsored by Skillshare, the online learning community that is offering our listeners a free trial of their premium membership. Witness your own transformation as you turn small steps into giant leaps with Skillshare's online classes. There are so many fascinating classes on Skillshare on topics including illustration, design, photography, animation, filmmaking, productivity, creativity, and a lot more. I recently took a cinematography basics course by an instructor called Zach Mulligan. I highly recommend that. With Skillshare, practice makes progress. Advancing toward a goal is achievable with short lessons, hands-on projects, and classes designed for real life. Their short classes are a perfect fit for your busy routine. You'll create real projects and get the support of fellow creatives so you can accomplish real growth. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/broken, where our listeners get a free trial of their premium membership. That's 2 weeks free at Skillshare.com/broken. This guy right here, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what you got to do, dude.
He's
you
just
know?
Loving it.
Look he's got to be like, fuck you. I'm American. I'm in the weird shit. You know, I say weird shit. Yeah. I do weird shit.
Mauro, actually, I saw the beginning of this last episode, and he was I haven't finished it. He was talking about how the progressives have been infiltrated by these people, these young people who think that communism is somehow better than capitalism. Like they're all rich kids. And that was his big takeaway. The big thing that I saw at the beginning of the last episode he was talking about is that the youngsters in the progressive movement don't remember the Cold War and didn't see communism fail. So they're all like trying to bring
it. It's not even that, dude. It's just like these super progressives who just like, they just hate their dad or their lack of a dad. It's like meet Black Lives Matter 2 and Black Lives Matters are two different organizations. And Black Lives Matter is ran by Marxist black lesbians. We've talked about this before, and it's just like, study Marxism, okay, and see what happens to women, ethnic minorities, and gays.
Well, they were committed to destroying the family. I mean, the
Johnny, here's the whole thing. Until everybody is banging supermodels with $1 billion in the bank, people are going to cry about how hard their life is.
Even then, a billion, if everybody had it, it wouldn't be.
You talking about the fucking royal couple crying? Wow.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
What is this? I mean, get real.
I mean, it's just like.
I mean, yeah, Piers Morgan is an asshole, but come on, give me a break.
Piers Morgan is an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Yeah.
And they're all, I mean, like, I don't know what this woman's complaining about.
I don't care.
I mean, like, okay, I have a couple things on this. Do you think that the royal family's had something to do with Princess Di dying?
It's not impossible. Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, so it's like there's a history of this. You have Prince Harry, who I used to think was my favorite because he just loved to bang pigs, right? Like, he just loved to go and just bang, like.
Are you talking about Charles?
No, Harry. Okay. Prince Harry, right? The redhead?
Yeah. Yeah,
he just loved the bang, fucking just strange, dude. Like, you remember he was going to do a helicopter? He's learning how to fly a helicopter in Arizona. Yeah. And the mayor is like, there'll be no fornicating with our daughters. You're like, your daughters are getting their vaginas bedazzled right now and bleaching their asshole, okay? And they're all just going to be on the side of the little road with fucking legs up, spread eagle, trying to get dumped inside, okay? Please stop with the fornication.
I love how Meghan Markle was acting like she didn't really know much about the royal family when she started dating him. Give me a break.
You know what I felt like that video had a lot of feel like? Tyson, Robin Givens. You know, where she's just like, is it Robin Givens? Or
yeah,
is
that's
it?
Who, yeah. He was accused of.
Who is Howard Stern's fucking sidekick? Robin
Quivers.
Oh, yeah. So Robin Givens.
Yeah.
I can't live with him.
She was smoked, by the way.
What?
Yeah, dude, she sandbagged that guy in that interview.
That's what I felt happened with this. He's like, oh, he looked at and when she goes, oh, he looked at the kid and go, oh, the kid's color is going to be a problem, right? Which.
Did you see that video where they cut in Larry David asking the question? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, God, it's so, I got to show you, hold on.
But I'm going to go back. It's like, anyway, so it's like. It's like, listen, you're a princess. Are you really crying about how hard your life is?
I mean, give me a break.
Give me a fucking break.
You're a Hollywood actor, a rich Hollywood actor. Are you?
No,
really
you're not an actor.
Or
you were. You literally are a woman who opens suitcases.
Why does it start on mute?
Session with you.
Yeah. Have you thought about the skin color at all? You know, the tone, would you prefer it's a little darker? I would imagine you might prefer it to be a little darker as opposed to lighter, no?
No.
Probably like it a little lighter, maybe.
No, I'm not comfortable sharing that.
Okay.
But
say somebody put a gun to your head, said, do you want your baby to be lighter or darker? What would you choose? You want a lighter or darker baby? What shade?
Hold up.
There are several conversations.
There's a conversation with you about how dark your baby is going to be?
Yeah, that makes sense.
She threw him under the bus right there.
Having that?
Absolutely, she did, yeah.
She threw him under the bus.
That was a fun. Larry David's a funny man.
Larry David is the best.
You want to do some news?
Yeah, let's do some news.
All right. This is the story that I told you. Remember I said your airplane story was going to tie into this?
Yeah.
This is from Fox 31 headline. Man peed on seat. His flight attendant on Denver-bound plane and his flight attendant on a Denver-bound plane after refusing to wear a mask.
Hey, dude.
There we go.
You know what, man? We all fight the power a little different. I mean, here's the whole thing, dude. These flight attendants are out of control. Like, they act like they are judge, jury, executioner.
Yeah, they've suddenly been handed even more power than they have before.
Yeah, it's like I used to feel for them because I was like, you know what, dude? Ageism's some bullshit. These women have the right to work. Now, I flew on JetBlue. This woman was definitely has been on a lot of flights, if you know what I'm talking about.
She's and old.
But she was the best. She was the best.
Dude, I swear I've had some better experiences lately on those budget airlines than on the major carriers.
No, the major ones suck. The ones that are unionized and those girls are like, I'm not going to lose my job. They're just fucking rude.
Yeah. That's been my experience.
I hate calling it older because it's ageism, but she was probably one of the oldest stewardesses we've seen, and she was the best.
Probably took some pride in her job, enjoyed it.
You know, I really hated when they were like replacing these stewardesses with younger girls. I'm like, dude, that's like ridiculous. It's like ageism if they could do the job. But these are the ones, like, dude, I tell you about, I flew one time and one stewardess was off duty behind me.
What do you mean?
Like, she was behind me flying in a seat and she kept calling stewardess over. Hey, he's got his mask under his
mouth. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Then this lady came up.
You know, she's like the nudge that they all hated, too. Oh. That she's like, oh, this bitch again.
So I was putting my suitcase into the thing, into the top, like, suitcase area. And this woman ran up to a stewardess, goes, can you please tell him to pull his mask up? And I go, lady, nobody likes a snitch. And I felt bad because her husband was staring at me like, oh, are we going to have problems? And I'm like, I don't want any problems, dude, but your bitch is a snitch.
what did they say?
Nothing. I just go, nobody likes a snitch.
A canyon. I've never... They've got an accent mark over the N in this. Look at this. Have you ever seen that? I don't know what that does. What is an accent mark over the N? What does that do to the sound?
Dude, are you asking me? I don't even know where to put a fucking comma.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going to say Cannon. A Cannon City man struck a flight attendant and urinated on a seat on a Denver-bound Alaska Airlines flight after refusing to wear a mask, according to an arrest affidavit. Landon Perry Greer, age 24, is charged with interfering with a flight crew. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office.
How many years in prison?
20 years
for peeing.
And he hit her, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't hit chicks, though.
Struck her, it says.
You can't hit chicks.
According to an affidavit. The incident took place on a flight from Seattle to Denver. Airline staff asked Greer to wear a face covering 8 to 10 times as required by the company. Greer initially ignored the flight attendant, then struck her arm. He didn't hit her in the face. He hit her in the arm.
Okay, yeah. I mean...
Just like, hey, come on.
Yeah, like just leave me alone. I don't know, dude. It's like, Johnny, it's getting crazy out there. They probably don't want you flying.
Here we go. Later, two other flight attendants responded to a call button that had been pressed by a passenger who reported Greer was urinating in his seat area. One of the flight attendants saw Greer peeing and asked him to sit down. According to the affidavit, the flight attendant was observed passenger Greer seated in his seat with his penis out of his pants, and she told him to put his penis back in his pants.
Sounds like he was doing drugs.
He responded, I have to pee.
That sounds like somebody that's on tweak or something and just wants to jack off.
A passenger also reported that Greer urinated on a paper bag she was carrying.
Yeah, that's a dude who's got that guy's tweaking his balls.
Can you imagine you're just trying to get home after a long tour, a weekend of touring, Sam, and then you just end up seated next to this guy?
If the dude's next to me jerking off, I'm swinging, bro.
A passenger also reported that the passengers seated near Greer were then reseated, and the captain was alerted to the. What the fuck is the captain gonna do? Just start spinning or something? Like,
yeah, like the captain's the only one flicking dicks to put it back. What would you? I just start flicking, dude. Yeah. I'm like, hey, put that away.
Suddenly the captain comes out and he's just like, oh, okay, I'll put my dick away.
There's two places. There's two places you can flick. Three.
Ear hurts.
Hard here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or your fucking dick.
Is that Krav Maga?
No, but I'll talk to them about adding this.
The flick. That's the flight attendant stated passenger Greer's actions delayed her preparation of the aircraft cabin. Who cares if it delayed her preparation?
Yeah, they're just making up shit at this point. Heard of my feelings.
That's a good one. Here's another story I like. This is out of Texas, where you just were. KXAN. NBC in Texas. Texas man drove BMW dealership loaner car to rob bank.
Dude, I've thought about doing that all the time.
He tried to use... Well, here's where he messed up. He tried to use stolen money to buy a BMW. in Lubbock. This is a story out of Lubbock. A Texas man who used a loaner car from a dealership to rob a bank and then buy the vehicle. He tried to buy the very vehicle he used to rob the bank.
Good for you. Go for it. Why not?
He got 20 years.
Hey, damn. Dude, now he doesn't need a car.
Eric Dion Warren, 50, was in the process of finalizing the purchase of the BMW in the summer of 2019 when he just got sentenced. When Warren went into a bank and walked up to a teller, the 50-year-old then put a bag from a fast food restaurant and a note on the counter. The note read, "This is a fucking robbery. Play with me and die. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills. You got 1 minute or I will kill you." After showing the teller the note, Warren pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, "I ain't playing around. I only want hundreds and fifties." Don't you usually want small bills? He wanted
big
bills.
Yeah, what are they putting that fake shit in? What are they putting the phony
money
in? Yeah,
it's the big bills.
Yeah, I want quarters, I would say. Yeah. Give me fucking quarters.
I want pennies. Just give me
I want quarters. Give me silver dollars right now. I'll fucking lose it.
Yeah, and I just want JFK silver dollars. I want the entire amount in JFK silver dollars.
Give me all the Bitcoin you got. How long does somebody rob somebody of their Bitcoin?
This guy's an idiot. Authorities said 15 minutes after the robbery took place, Warren went back to the dealership in the loan vehicle and, according to employees, began waving around cash. He entered the dealership's finance office and attempted to finalize the purchase of the BMW by giving the dealership $3,000 as a down payment. While Warren was in the dealership's finance office, an employee received a phone call informing him of the recent bank robbery. The employee realized that the vehicle used in the bank robbery matched the vehicle the dealer had loaned him. And so that's how he got found.
Why would they call? Why would they be like, do you ever get that call? Hey, man, something's been robbed around here, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been... Something they recognized the car as a loaner. Somebody did and was like, "Hey, you know, one of your cars we think was used in a
robbery." Dude, what if it still had all the dealership writing on there?
It was, you know, how they say loaner car,
low prices, we finance.
What a fucking idiot! You know how they write in that crayon shit on the windshield. You know,
what if it had one of those air guys on it? you just happen to have it. It was a convertible that had an air dude in it.
Here's another fun story. This is sounds like it might just be a great parent that got in a little trouble here. Washington police, this is from Global News Canada. Washington police have arrested a slippery suspect who allegedly stole playground equipment from a city park in December. Think about the pandemic, man. You can't go to the park. What do you do for your kid if you're a good parent? You go to the city park and you steal their slide. A detective stumbled upon a gigantic slide attached to a bunk bed in this guy's mobile home. So this guy's going to... get in trouble now because look at this picture. This is this is just a good parent. The 400-pound playground slide had been modified and hooked up to the top tier of a bunk bed inside a child's bedroom in their mobile home.
So what's the problem?
He stole it from a city park. This is just spoiling a good time, if you ask me. Nobody could use it. The parks were closed, and the guy says, "You know what? I'm gonna let my kid have a good time."
He's probably but you're like, aren't they gonna come looking for this?
Oh, this isn't okay. Here we go. They had probable cause. Detective Julie Lee was searching the home for stolen catalytic converters when she discovered the ill-gotten equipment. Police said Lee immediately suspected it was a slide that had been reported stolen last December. That's interesting. Wow, this is in Burbank? What? Oh, it's just a different Burbank. Have you heard, they were searching for catalytic converters. Have you heard about this thing now where people were just going out at night on streets here in LA and stealing catalytic converters out
of cars?
What
are catalytic converters?
It's, hold on. It's one of these newfangled, like, I think it's something to do with, like, the pollutants, you know, that, like, in California where they have these restrictions on
what
pollution.
Are people snorting this shit?
A catalytic converter is an exhaust emission control device that reduces toxic gases and pollutants and exhaust gas from internal combustion engines into less toxic pollutants by catalyzing a redox reaction. That's an oxygen and a reduction reaction, whatever the fuck that means. Anyway, so people are stealing those things. I heard stories about people who have had the same car, the catalytic converter taken off the same car within the same month. Like they had it, they got it replaced at the dealer, and then somebody stole it again from the same car. Isn't that
dude,
crazy?
Dude, I mean, people, I used to just, I would park my car in my parking garage, and people would just, so many past tenants would just keep their clickers and come in and just steal all your shit.
Really?
One time, dude, I lived down the street, Johnny, and there were some gypsies across the street, and this gypsy parked in my parking spot. I'm like, dude, can I have my parking spot back? And dude, he was like super gypsy.
What do you mean, like he was like one of these guys that has a caravan that?
No,
he
so
lives in?
Near my house, they were like gypsy rich, if you know what I'm talking about. They had like Bentleys outside, and then you looked inside their house, nothing but beanbags. Like they just
wait, they're like jumbo truck.
No, they were gypsy. They were like
Romani,
psychic
like,
readings and all that shit. They're running shit.
Romani, okay,
yeah. And one time I saw him, he had the worst teeth I've ever seen. Like, they had like donkey teeth.
Real, real gross teeth. Weird.
Yeah. Real
like,
gross
Richard,
teeth.
Did you watch
like,
the Night Stalker?
I've never been to the dentist.
Did you watch the Night Stalker documentary on Netflix about Richard Ramirez? Oh, it's creepy, dude. And
why?
It just goes through like how they caught him. It's basically they found his shoe print and he was wearing the same shoes over and over again. And then Diane Feinstein, this dumb cunt, goes on the news and tells everything that the police have. That was they were trying to keep all that secret so that he would keep wearing the same shoes. And she goes out and is like, yeah, and we found that he's wearing this Avia shoe.
Isn't Diane Feinstein? No, is that – which one's the one that had the Chinese spy in her office?
I don't know. But she was the mayor of L.A. back then or something like that. You know? Anyway, and she like almost ruined the investigation by giving away that piece of information on TV and in press conference because she was trying to impress people. But anyway, that guy, Richard Ramirez, had the grossest teeth, dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, he would...
Well,
like,
you know, you ever hear, he like, they think he was part of Agent Orange, really fucked him up. He was in Vietnam.
Really? Yeah.
And that basically the government created, like, a bunch of serial killers, you know?
I'm not surprised by that. If you're like me, you're maybe looking to get your finances together, learn a little bit more about business. I turn to a number of different podcasts for this, and they all put me to sleep. That is, until I found Brad and David, the hosts of IP Frequently. They do this miraculous sort of blend of solid business advice, 80s music, and headline news. It all goes into this cohesive package that is informative and entertaining. So check those guys out. Again, that's Brad and David of IP Frequently. It's not a chronic condition. It's actually a podcast. And stay up to date with their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Again, that's IP Frequently. And you can stay up to date on their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Highly recommend those guys. Check them out, folks.
BrokenSomeSecret@gmail.com.
This is funny. I mean, it's just that how dumb the NCAA just loves to fucking sue people. Listen to this. This is from Ars Technica. For one shining moment, urologists in Virginia were hoping to have patients icing on the bench as they watched this year's NCAA basketball tournament. They're being real clever. But the College Athletics Association has called a foul. Fuck off, guys. Come on. These puns. In a February filing with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the NCAA claims that a trademark advertising campaign by the Virginia Urology Center called Vasectomy Mayhem is confusingly similar to the association's trademark March Madness. So they're suing them for Vasectomy Mayhem.
They're going to lose.
They say it sounds too much like March Madness.
They're going to lose. I mean, you literally can't do that.
It's so dumb, dude.
It's so dumb. By the way, you can't trademark a title.
After all the bitching they did about these students suing them for their likeness rights, And then they're going to go out suing people for vasectomy mayhem. Here's what here's the lawsuit. It says vasectomy mayhem is likely to result in confusion, mistake, or deception, because and that the campaign and or the urologist are in some way legitimately connected to, with, or sponsored or approved by the NCAA, according to that.
Dude, that's so funny. You're so like, dumb. What do you mean you bought tickets? Well, you go to your wife. You're like, what do you mean you bought me vasectomy mayhem tickets? I want March Madness.
I was trying to see North Carolina. What
yeah.
The
fuck? No, I don't know. I just wanted to help you. I wanted to get you a gift. I mean, they just think we're stupid. And guess what? We are stupid.
Did you hear this story going around this week? This is from The Frontier. I'm sure you heard this. This was going around Twitter. Here's the headline. Announcer who made racist comments during basketball games says he had spiking blood sugar when he used racial slurs.
I mean, dude, women use that all the time to get out of shit, right? How many times you go from like, my blood sugar's really bad right now? Can I just, I'm sorry, I'm going to be a real bitch. I mean, like, I mean, it happens. I mean, dude, sometimes when my blood sugar's bad, I just want to rip dicks. Just
how can
start
you
screaming
tell when
at
your
people.
Blood sugar's
because you just feel really like angst.
I never heard that. A broadcaster's use of racist language before an Oklahoma high school girls' basketball game Thursday drew condemnation from politicians, superintendents, and the state's top education official. The incident sent shockwaves through a prep sports landscape that weeks earlier
shockwaves
another incident of black athletes targeted with slurs. What did the guy say?
Shockwaves.
Hold on. We gotta see what the guy said. Last month, a fight broke out between John Marshall High School boys basketball players and Newcastle students after a playoff game. Okay, here we go. As the Norman High School players kneeled during the national anthem, the announcers, apparently not realizing that their microphones were live, began to speak. They are kneeling. Fuck them, a man is heard saying as the national anthem is played. I hope Norman gets their ass kicked. Fucking, and then he says the N-word. Fucking N-words.
Okay, if you say the N-word, you gotta go. I mean, they just got go.
Matt Rowan.
Well, actually, yeah, dude, you got go, dude.
Matt Rowan, the owner of OSPN, the live streaming platform that broadcasted Thursday's game, told The Frontier in a phone interview Friday that he was not the person heard making the racist comments. But hours later, he admitted that it was him.
Well, dude, here's the thing, dude. Like, do I think people should be canceled for words, including the N-word? No, I don't. But when you're doing a high school sports, yeah, like, there's no reason to call those girls the N-word.
That's tough.
There's no reason. There's just reason.
Remember that Imus thing where he's like, them some nephew hooded hoes. Remember that?
It's like, do I think he should have been canceled? No.
Imus should have been canceled because he wasn't any good.
Yeah. I mean, that's
funny.
A totally thing. But it's like using the N-word. I mean, like, how much money does this guy have bet on this game that he's getting so frustrated that he calls high school girls the N-word? It's just like, do you get it, man? It's like, I've like with this Bachelor. We talked about the Bachelor, right? Already about right? But it's like, I have to defend this guy now?
Yeah, I don't want to defend
him. I don't want to defend this guy because, like, a guy going up and, like, talking about the N-word on stage in a stand-up act, I don't think he should be canceled. This guy working a high school guy calling little girls the N-word, like, it's like, dude, you're not doing us any favor. You should go. You're not using good judgment.
I'm with you. I will state that I suffer type 1 diabetes, and during the game, sugar was spiking.
Now it's like, what do you feel worse for? Girls getting called the N-word or a handicapped person?
While not excusing my remarks, it is not unusual when my sugar spikes that I become disoriented and often say things that are not appropriate.
Yeah, he should have gone with the Tourette's defense.
Listen to this. It is not unusual when my sugar spikes that I become disoriented and often say things that are not appropriate as well as hurtful. So this guy's just going around with his blood sugar spiking.
Yeah, it's like he should just like, I have Tourette's and I drop N-bombs.
That's so funny, dude.
But I mean, like, there's just no reason for it.
This is just a real quick hit here. Chicago Tribune. Customs seizes $1.5 million in counterfeit Rick and Morty vape pens at O'Hare, the airport, you know. Officials say, isn't it? Customs officials seized more than $1.5 million worth of counterfeit vape pens featuring cartoon characters.
How is it counterfeit? Either it vapes or it doesn't.
No. The Rick and Morty branding like was just counterfeit. It was like not officially licensed. Officers at the airport, the airport's international mail branch, were examining two shipments of 258 total Rick and Morty branded boxes from Shenzhen, China. When they found the vape pens, there's 77,400 of these vape pens, which would have been worth at retail about $1.55 million, according to the news release.
Jesus,
isn't that interesting?
Not really.
A lot of Chinese junk getting through.
Oh yeah, I mean everything is coming from China.
This is from AZ Central. Tempe man accused of stabbing father 20 times, calling himself the Messiah. An 18-year-old man was back in custody Wednesday on suspicion of stabbing his father 20 times last March and telling police he felt compelled to do so to rid the victim's body of a shape-shifting reptile that was taking over.
I'm listening.
Isaiah Gentry of Tempe was in police custody until February 12, when he was sent to a Valleywise health facility for a mental health treatment. On Wednesday, he was transferred back into custody. On March 20th of last year, Gentry hit his father in the head with a statue before he began punching him in the head and torso.
And this happened before.
Then Gentry pulled out a steak knife and stabbed his father 20 times in the stomach, arms, legs, torso, and back. The document stated the father, this tough motherfucker, escaped out the front door, but Gentry followed both men, and both men ended up on the ground fighting. The victim was eventually able to get to a neighbor's house for help, which is when documents say Gentry went back to his house, took his clothes off, and took a shower to wash off the blood. Gentry admitted to officials he planned to kill his father that day. Obviously, he fucking stabbed him 20 times, which is why he had the knife in his pocket, according to court documents. He told police that he was getting rid of his what was a shape-shifting reptile in his father's body, taking it over.
I'd like to hear the dad side of this. Maybe he does have a fucking thing in it.
Yeah, we should watch some videos to see if his eyes like flicker in and out of
existence. I mean, like, this sounds like drugs and mental illness,
yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
You've been up a couple days tweaking your balls off in the Phoenix. Sons.
You ever heard the story of the guy that broke into George Harrison's house, the crazy shit he was saying, like, and how
the wife knew, like, fucking kung fu and shit?
Well,
and she had a fucking sword and shit.
Yeah, the guy came in with like a spear that he had grabbed from like a fountain in front of his house, and it was like, come down, motherfucker. And he started like calling him Satan, George Harrison Satan and shit like that. And, I mean, he stabbed George Harrison a bunch. George Harrison got stabbed a bunch. And his wife was, like, hanging on this guy's back. I think she hit him over the head with, like, a lamp or something like that. And, like, the guy looked just evil, though. Hold on, I'll show you a picture of this guy. Sam, look at this.
Oh, my
God. That's the guy that broke into George's house and what they did to him. And he just kept coming. He was on, like, PCP or some shit.
Of course.
And just fucking almost killed him.
Like, invented PCP? Like, who's like, dude, I just want to be able to, like, get nice, high, fight 30 cops at one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is the purpose of that?
Headline, teacher convicted of pouring liquid nitrogen on student's groin, Illinois officials say.
Like, dude, it's like, is the kid's balls fucked?
I don't know. That's what we're going to find out here. An Illinois teacher accused of burning a student with liquid nitrogen in class has been found guilty, officials say. Gary Broderson, a former chemistry teacher at Bartlett High School, was convicted Wednesday of reckless conduct after endangering the health of a child. In May 2018, Broderson, 66, poured liquid nitrogen on a student's chest and groin area during a science demonstration.
And what happened? Did it scar him for life?
The chemical burned the student's groin and finger, police said. A video obtained by WGN shows a student lying on the floor of the classroom as a man pours the substance on him. Hold, we got video.
No, I can't watch this
shit.
I
think he's got like cloth on. Why would he do that? Is this guy an idiot?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a moron.
Who? The kid getting laid down,
teacher,
or the teacher?
The teacher. I'm sure he trusted the teacher not to kill him. I mean, not to try to
ruin his... Is his dick wrecked?
I don't know. It's fine. A small amount was meant to be... A small amount was meant to be poured on his chest, a student at the high school told the Chicago News Out in 2018. He poured all of it on him and instantly burned him. A jury deliberated... He should own this high school after this is over. A jury deliberated for about 4 hours before finding Broderson guilty of two misdemeanor charges. The school district put Broderson on administrative leave. I'm sure their union probably fucking kept the guy's job until the last second. On administrative leave after learning of the incident, and he resigned about 2 months later. What a total idiot.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, I don't know if teachers have gotten worse, right? My mother didn't seem to be like this. My father... he was a crazy person, but the rest of them didn't seem to be that bad. But it just seems like these teachers now are just lost. And they don't get paid enough.
That's true.
Right? And it's just like, what do you want, man? I just like, this guy does this because he's just a crazy person. Oh, Johnny!
Go on.
We forgot something very special.
Oh, bobblehead? You got a
bobblehead alert!
New bobblehead alert! Bobblehead alert! Bobblehead alert! Bobblehead alert! It's a new bobblehead alert! Bobblehead alert!
Go on, let's see it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Johnny, this is going to be an interesting bobblehead because it doesn't really fit into the rest of the stuff. So.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
You already look to see who it is, Johnny?
No, I haven't. I promise.
I'm going to give you three guesses. Played in L.A.
Okay.
Huge.
He's like physically huge, or he's a star?
Star.
Okay. What sport?
I'm not gonna tell you because I give it away.
We already have baseball, though, right?
Yeah, we have a Kershaw, baseball.
Right? We have a Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah,
we do have a Clayton Kershaw. So it's not Clayton Kershaw.
I'm gonna say this is the first time that I have a player on here that isn't from like my favorite team, right? I mean, like. Rashid Wallace and them, I just love them. And like Allen Iverson, I love them. So this guy doesn't fit any of this.
But
I love this bobblehead.
It's not an NBA player, though.
It is.
It is an NBA player.
Yeah.
Okay. Magic?
Nope. I'll give you two more.
Kareem?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. But they played in L.A., you said.
Yeah.
And they were huge.
Yeah.
Hmm. Were they huge in L.A. or did they
everywhere?
They got their bones in L.A. though, or did
You're
they
gonna
get
it?
Did they make their bones somewhere else?
They made their bones here
in L.A.
Yeah, you gotta beat yourself.
Is it Shaq?
Huh? Nope, Shaq's already there. Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant.
Oh, that's a cool package too.
Now here's the interesting thing. You want to read this? This is how old this is. Kobe Bryant, where is it? It says it on here. It's very interesting. Kobe Bryant, four-time All-Star.
Yeah. How old is that? That's got to be...
Well, I mean, it's 24, but didn't he set the record for most All-Stars?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So this is from my friend Natalie.
What's 24? What do you mean? He's got 24 on? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the number. Okay. That's not his crazy 88.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, shit.
So that means that...
Natalie's a fan.
Look at his hair. That's not him on the cover, is it?
Yeah.
His hair was never like that. Look at that on the cover. He's got like he's got that Karl Malone hairline.
No.
Doesn't he?
He's got a male pattern bald.
Yeah, he never had that bad.
I don't know.
See if
man.
The doll, I mean the doll. See if the
that. Oh, Johnny, I know this is a sports show. Shout out to Patrick Ewing for winning the...
That's unbelievable. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about him getting accosted by security. Yet.
No, but getting the
that's a great,
Georgetown Hoyas into the... here when you
I'm
take
really
it out,
that.
Dude, it doesn't
oh, he
look...
he does have that male pattern baldness a little bit, doesn't he?
It's not that. But I will tell you, out of all of these bobbleheads... That looks the most like Kobe, right?
Yeah, a little.
That looks exactly
like... He's a little, like, Kobe Bryant was, like, pretty solidly, like, a black guy. And this guy is a little lighter features than Kobe had. Like, I don't know, man. And they didn't get the...
So, we got to put it...
It looks like they had, like, some leftover Rick Fox, and they kind of just...
I can't
called it Kobe. Thank you, Natalie. God bless you.
One of the many trans swarm that I love those gay dollars.
What's more a simulation than trans? Do what you want, live your life how you want.
Dude, that's my whole thing. So on Tim Fall, on Conspiracy Social Club with me and Brian Callen, we're having a trans comic come on and talk to us because she wasn't very happy with my post about 5-year-olds.
Oh, really?
Change. So we're going to have fun because that's what I want to do. But that's it, man. Thank you, Natalie. I love you very much. All You're right. a good friend. And I appreciate you.
We're just wrapping up
and
here.
She got me socks.
Oh, that's nice. Why is she getting you socks? That's such a random thing.
She's been to a bunch of my shows.
That's cool, man.
Cool. And she's one of those chicks that, like, they're trans, but you're like, that's a pretty hot person right there.
Cool. Good. Here is
hot trans love Sam Tripoli's comedy.
You should get a t-shirt. That's it.
Hot trans.
This is my, you know, I like to end the news with something uplifting if I can. I really like this story. This is from today.
Hot trans thinking I'm funny isn't uplifting.
It's not the end of the news. A boy with autism gets recipe for his favorite waffles after they were discontinued. This 10-year-old struggles with extreme oral aversion and complex eating challenges, and the only food he can stomach is waffles. And I guess his
Listen,
favorite waffles.
I relate to this. I felt the same way when a Cheesecake Factory got rid of their lemon raspberry cheesecake. I relate to this kid.
When Jenna Roman of Vancouver created a GoFundMe to track down her son's favorite waffles, she never dreamed of what it would become. Roman's 10-year-old son, Jericho, is autistic and struggles with extreme oral aversion and complex eating challenges, including a highly sensitive gag reflex. He was diagnosed with autism 2 years ago. Irrelevant. Thank you for the detail, but totally irrelevant. He struggled with this eating challenge since 8 months ago. We have worked with so many feeding therapists, but he regresses when he is sick and we have to start all over again. Last winter, he got really sick and stopped eating and drinking. I'm just trying to get to the point here. Hold on just a second. The only food that Jericho could stomach, though, and this started helping him come back, was waffles. They were his lifeline, his mother said, adding that Nature's Path maple cinnamon waffles, those sound awesome, were his brand of choice. Unfortunately, Roman soon learned that the brand discontinued the product, and she told Today she felt sick to her stomach about what to do next. My desperation turned to social media for help in locating the remaining waffles. She was just hoping that people could, like, stock up on them, I guess, or tell her where she could buy them.
Yeah, dude.
Well, here's what happened. Nature's Path made it their mission to track down any available waffles remaining in stores. They did a search all across America and found 8 remaining cases in their freezer warehouse in Illinois. So we had those cases shipped to Vancouver, and then they personally delivered her there. But not only did they do this, but they also... Sent the recipe. Here we go. It says, these were the last ones ever made, Steven shared. So our incredible research and development team started working on adapting our commercial recipe for home use. So they created a special version of the recipe Nature's Path did for this kid so his mom can make them at home when they run out of their waffles.
Thank you.
Okay, last part here. We're going to read a couple We're going to read a couple of quick 5-star reviews. Please leave us 5-star reviews. They
Johnny,
really help.
You're killing me right now.
Perfect 5 stars for Tripoli. Johnny puts up with psycho trips.
What?
Entertaining. Entertaining. Do you guys have good banter back and forth and always keep the show moving? Keep up with the good work, Sam Tripoli.
I do all the heavy lifting.
Sam Tripoli is the new Howard Stern.
Yes. Thank you, Johnny.
5 stars, not to be confused with another podcast that has sound drops. Be a part of the broken. I don't know what that means. The most important podcast. This I agree with now. Tinfoil Hat shows you what's going on. Zero teaches you how to deal with it. Broken Sam shows you that none of it is worth stressing over. We're stuck in a clown show for now. Might as well laugh at it.
Thank you, whoever wrote that.
The number one show to get you through the pandemic.
Who wrote that other one?
That last one was from one called Rip Meds.
Rip Meds, probably a drug addict in Portland. Thank you.
The number one podcast to get you through this little broken simulation that we call life. If you want a podcast that has hilarious commentary on the weird crap that goes on in the world, then this is the podcast for you. Sam will have you on your sides laughing as he dissects the programs within the Matrix. He is truly the Neo of comedy. Johnny also gives us his comedic but insightful thoughts. I like that distinction.
That means
mine
you're
and yours.
Sensitive.
No, mine are insightful. Yours are just funny. But insightful thoughts into the strange goings-on that this world has to offer. Keep up the good work, guys. Jord4nrob says, vagina face masks. Remember, we were talking about that the other week. Johnny and his co-host had me at vagina face masks.
Oh, thank you for being the co-host. It's great to be here. Johnny, thank you for letting me be on your show.
This guy, you'll like this one. This is from One Shot SLA. I don't know. Eat a dick, Johnny. Great show. I'm all about it. But that being said, Johnny, you should eat a dick because Godzilla is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so excited. 2 weeks till it comes out.
Become one of the broken. Broken Simulation is where you go to hear Sam and Johnny tell the ninth best stories in podcasting.
Yeah, it's the funny. Ninth best.
It's funny and easy listening. The story about Sam chasing around homeless people in L.A. To give them a jacket is humanizing and hilarious. It's a great show. Do yourself a favor and subscribe. We have great chemistry. Just a bunch of nice comments. So if you could, they really help us with the algorithms. They move us up in the rankings. Please rate the show. And we will read them here on
Thank
Broken
you, guys.
Simulation.
Please, I got shit. I got to go.
You
got
to do your dates. Too, right?
Guys, do your dates please come. Okay. I'm going to be in at the. Okay, here's how it goes. I'm going to Okay, this weekend I am in Kansas City at the Comedy Club in Kansas City, thecomedyclubkc.com. Go to samtripoli.com. You can get all of those dates. I'm there March 18th through the 20th. And then the following week, for the first time ever in my life, Johnny, they added a second show.
Nice.
Because I sold out for the first
show. You just sold it out.
So March 27th, I'm in Lombard, Illinois. Jason Tebow will be joining me in one of those shows.
Tebow.
And then on, I believe, the 9th and 10th of April, I will be at the Romo Room in Austin.
Cool.
All right. Thank you guys so much for your support. Hey, dude, have a great week.
Hey guys, Johnny here. I've heard a few of you complain about the number of ads we have on the show. We're trying to cut back, but this week we do have 4 live ad reads. Now, we've tried to avoid having that many live ad reads on the show, but it just all came together this week. There's nothing we can do about it. It's the only way we make money other than Patreon, which if you want to go to Patreon, patreon.com/brokensimulation, you can get the show there without any ads and unedited. It's usually about a half hour at least of extra content every week on the episodes. Go there if it's worth it to you. But if you do want to support us, please just listen to the ads. I try to make them quick, not as long as some other podcasts. And to make it a slightly more worth your while, I'm going to hide an email address in one of the ad reads. And the first 3 people to email that address will receive some Broken Sim merch in the mail. So yeah, apologies. Sorry for 4 ads in the episode. Very sorry. We tried not to do it. It happened. Please forgive us. And listen for a little secret email drop in one of the advertisements where you can get some free Broken Sim merch. Again, the first 3 people to email that address will get the merch. Thank you.
BrokenSimSecret@gmail.com. BrokenSimSecret@gmail.com.